Hi, Mr. Fun. Gee, I just say that it is just fun to be on the telephone so much. I just can't tell you how fun this fun is. Fun, fun, fun. Well, that isn't how much fun can get. Fun is more than just fun. It's fun, and then some more fun. It's just fun. And I mean, this telephone line is fun. What do I mean when I say fun? What do I mean when I say fun? Well, I'll tell you what I mean when I say fun. It is fun.
Okay, I've had just
fun.
About enough of stupid comments.
You don't speak in sight. Fun is so...
Shall we? This is Telephone Instant News, bringing you up to the weekend report on what's happening in the phone world and beyond. Because there's more to life than news, weather, and gophers. Good day and good listening. I'm Mr. Fun, and here's what's been happening up to October 17th, 1985. In phone world news, the demise of the Orange County connection. That's right, the long... What the heck am I doing this for? Who cares? Nobody cares about the instant news anymore. So I have a feeling that that's going to be one more of those things that I'm going to have to get rid of from telephone, okay? So let's give the royal nuke to the instant news, shall we?
Get on, they rag on the women because they're overweight. They rag Because they're different. Yeah, pigeons against the long hair and short hair is always talking. Pigeons against the music. And very common pigeons. I notice a lot now because of my age, but pigeons get the age too. Well, I'll get on the line and everybody, so most of the callers will tell me if I'm too old or something like that. So that's another one. So there's got to be some more positive things on these things like love. I know I've been looking for love a long time. I'm certainly, it doesn't seem to be on these lines. There might be a few loving line callers out there, but most of them want to hate. They think of more and more reasons to be prejudiced and hating each other. And you could even hardly imagine. They'll probably come up with a more and more all the time. As the callers get younger, and they come up with more ideas and ways to hate each other and everything. And there's just no love on these lines. It's like in the 60s, everybody went to San Francisco, hate Ashbury to find love. And but nobody knew how to give love, you know. It was all, everybody wanted it. They kept going around trying to seek it. And then hundreds of thousands of young people going up there, but nobody knew how to give it. And that's what it seems like the way it's going. And everybody calls the lines, you know, to find love, you know. Be a nice young lady of their choice or a young gentleman or something. But just nobody knows how to give love. All they know how to do is hate. They meet you, you know. They might be nice to you. But then as they get back home, they're ragging on you and saying all the things, negative things about you, right? And but the positive things they don't care about. Everybody just wants to cut everybody down, hurt them, you know, gang up on them and everything else. There's one more thing, too. I'm against if somebody goes around with some of their buddies and gangs up on their callers and everything. That's been happening to a lot of us have been addicted to that. A lot of us out there like to go around and attack other callers and everything, too. That stuff's got to come to a stop. This hatred's got to stop. I'm coming like that constantly. Well, a lot of you out there know some of you are victims, some of you are the ones that are causing the problem. Why don't we put a stop to this and learn to love, okay? Okay, you know, I just hope you can come back and play this con and support one, okay? God bless you. Thank you, God.
Gang, how many bullfrogs did you count playing leapfrog in between Bob 213's comment there? Bob, one thing you got to learn to do is relax. And you know, I've found a real good way to relax. Skeet nuking. That's right, skeet nuking. And I'm going to do some more right here because I've got a few drop-ins that are making me sick and I want to get rid of. And you know, one person I've always wanted to nuke is Clint Eastwood. So we're going to start by nuking Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead. Make my day.